There are at least 135 invasive species already thriving in southeast Alaska. Biologists are worried about several more that could have the potential to dramatically affect the region, especially in the ocean environment. KRBD's Sarah Chicksaw has the story.
Having arrived in the San Francisco Bay Area over 20 years ago, the European green crab is now making its way up the coast of Canada. Scientists say it could be just a year or two before the crab arrives in southeast Alaska. In addition to the European green crab, non-native tunicates are threatening marine life in southeast. You might know them as sea squirts, grape-like squishy invertebrates growing on rocks or piers. Marine Advisory Agent and University of Alaska Fairbanks Associate Professor Gary Freitag says there are several native tunicates in southeast. But if the non-native species spread, they can suffocate marine life.
They can smother shellfish, for example. They actually coat them so they can't filter feed, all those kinds of things. They can affect your resources from that standpoint. We are worried about them, for example, in Sitka, coating eggs of herring and killing the herring eggs. So it might kill off the population of the herring if it ever spreads to a point where it's coating the bottom.
The biggest challenge with invasive species may be their unpredictability. Freitag says that for species that haven't yet arrived in southeast, like the European green crab, it's difficult to know with certainty what might happen when it gets here.
So we just don't know what's going to happen until it occurs. But we want to watch it because it will have an impact on fisheries if it becomes a negative impact.
And for invasive species already living in southeast Alaska, there's lots of factors that could cause a dramatic spike in their proliferation.
They seem to go through a phase where they remain in a low concentration, kind of dormant, and then all of a sudden something happens, whether it be warming the ocean a little bit or whatever it happens to be, and they all of a sudden explode and spread everywhere. And that's the typical profile of an invasive species. And when that spreads everywhere, then it has economic impacts to our resources, and that's what we're worried about.
There are state and federal agencies like the Cooperative Extension Service that are working to manage and raise awareness about these species before they begin hurting our economy. Gino Graziano is an invasive plant instructor at the Cooperative Extension Service and says it's important for the general public to have an awareness of invasives and how to prevent their spread.
We actually had quite a few findings of new invasive species to the state through citizen scientists and the public who have become aware of different plants that we're on the lookout for and even insects and diseases of plants and reported those.
Scientists encourage us all to become citizen scientists and keep our eyes open for anything that looks like it doesn't belong. Confirm with the Extension Service that those potential perennials you were hoping to put in your garden are not invasive. Clean your boat hull or fishing gear carefully and properly dispose of ballast water. Educate yourself and others about invasive species and help stop the spread before it's too late. In Ketchikan, I'm Sarah Chicksaw.